from baseball cards.
Oh, boy, free trading cards.
To bobbleheads and everything in between. It's time for the Collector's Corner on 1600 ESPN.
All right, it's back after a week away because of the NCAA tournament. Collector's Corner, back with you on a Wednesday here on 1600 ESPN. Talk sports cards and collectibles here on the show for a little bit. I've been collecting since I was a kid. Still do to this day. In fact, I've got something I'm waiting on in the mail. Supposed to be here today, maybe tomorrow. Had a nice little find online that I'm kind of excited about. I'll get you details. It needs to get in my possession before I start talking about it. Just that's my policy with everything. I don't want to talk about like cards or memorabilia or stuff like that, because then, you know, I'd all due respect to our fine postal workers and other delivery services out there, then it gets lost or stolen, and then I sound like an idiot. And well, we know there's enough of that on an average day here. But I am very happy with something that I was able to acquire at a decent price. We'll just leave it at that for the card collection here moving forward. But more details on that in a future segment. Here today, as always, if you have questions, topics you want to talk about, 319-366-1600. Ideas for future Collector's Corner segments, always welcome. On the text line, you can also reach me via email, spencer@kgymradio.com. Spencer with a C, S-P-E-N-C-E-R @kgymradio.com. A couple different things to get to today. I saw a question from 2757 on the text line asking about bobbleheads or giveaways scheduled in the area. I don't know. That's a good question. I have not seen, and this is where someone from the Colonels calls me up and says, hey, dummy, we put this out months ago, but I'm sure the Colonels will have their giveaways out. The season's closing for like the Rough Riders and the Heartlanders, but it is getting to be sports giveaway season. I saw an interesting article, and I didn't. It was too involved to bring to a segment like this. But if you subscribe to The Athletic, they have a sports collectibles section, and they did a piece today. I read the whole thing. I skimmed it more so, with the best and most unique baseball giveaways this year, like things you don't usually see. Everybody has bobbleheads. Everybody has Star Wars night. Everybody has, you know, country music night or whatever it might be. I don't know. Maybe that's just a Milwaukee thing up there in Wisconsin and stuff. But they went through and looked at like some of the more unique promotional nights. So I'll leave you to do the reading if you want to check that out at The Athletic. If I can find it online, I'll share it on X at SW on the radio. But today, at least in terms of card releases, the big one out today for you baseball fans is Heritage High Number Baseball. For those of you who aren't card collectors, you're like, what is Heritage High Number? Well, Topps Heritage is one of the staple sets of trading cards that's put out every year. They have the base set, and then they have the high number set. And if you're familiar with how Topps does things with their regular series, they have Topps Series 1, they have Topps Series 2, and they have Topps Update. Consider this Topps Heritage Update. So guys who were not in the first run of Heritage, which comes out in like February, March, around that time. I haven't seen it for this year yet, probably because they're just releasing last year's Heritage here today for 2024. But consider it just basically an update to Heritage. Guys change teams in the middle of the year. They get an updated card in Heritage High Number. And this year, well, last year's set that's out today, to be fully accurate, is filled with great rookies, ones you've been looking for the last year or so. Jackson Holliday, Shota Imanaga, Jackson Churio, Paul Skeens, Jackson Merrill, Wyatt Langford, all those guys are in there. You can get some really cool legend autographs in the set. Not easy to find, because they are pretty few and far between in hobby boxes, but it's a staple set and comes out every year. So that's the big one. That is out today, in fact, Wednesday, March 26th. Looks like Panini is still putting a bunch of football stuff out. It's so weird with Panini and how they do things. I understand they're trying to make as much money as possible before they lose the licenses for the NFL and the NBA. But they're still printing card sets for last year's season. and putting them out here in March. And I guess it's draft time, but the new draft class is going to be out very soon. We're going to know it in about a month here. Yet they're still putting out new products, debut edition products, and they're still putting Aaron Rodgers in his Jets uniform on the cover. That's not a selling point to me. Now, I'm a football fan. If I see one of these in the stores at a good price, I'll probably end up buying it. But the Donruss football factory set is out, and Aaron Rodgers is on the cover in his Jets uniform. And now he was on the cover of the original product that came out many months ago, so they're not going to change the packaging up just for the updated release, but seems kind of like an interesting marketing ploy to have Aaron Rodgers on your cover on the wrong team. So something to look forward to there. But for your baseball card collectors, high number is the set out today. The big news in the card world, at least one of the big stories in the card world, the Paul Skeens one-of-one debut patch autograph was at auction over the last couple of weeks. It sold $1.11 million. Isaac, you had the winning bid, didn't you, of the Paul Skeens debut? I know you've got a big
I'm rolling in the dough. I'm not in thousands of dollars of debt or anything like that right now. Definitely not.
You're not a college student. You could afford a $1.11 million trading
drop
card
in the bucket. Not even I could. That's pocket change.
Yeah, right. I've seen the car you drive. You're driving that Lambo. Driving the Lamborghini, the Rolls Royce to the station every day. It means nothing to you. But the card, in all seriousness, did sell $1.11 million back in the 20th, so almost a week ago. The interesting thing about it was not bought by a collector. There was a lot of discussion about, okay, who could afford this? Who's going to buy it? And what's going to happen to the card? Is someone just going to buy it for their personal collection and keep it forever and lock it away and no one's going to get to see it? Dick's Sporting Goods, the company, they bought the card and it will be displayed in Pittsburgh near their corporate headquarters, which is in the Pittsburgh area. So I think that's actually kind of cool. Like, I can understand why some people are upset about a mega corporation buying the card, right? Like, well, none of us had a chance. This corporation with zillions of dollars comes in and gets the winning bid. Let's be real. None of us average Joes were ever going to afford this trading card. Let's be 100% real about it. But the fact that a Pittsburgh company is buying the card, they're going to keep it on display as kind of like a memento for the city of Pittsburgh. Once Paul Skeens ends up on the Dodgers or the Yankees in a couple of years, or the Phillies, so somewhere else that will pay him bajillions of dollars that the Pirates won't, they'll forever remember that time that he was on the Pirates. But Dick's Sporting Goods, the winning bidder, $1.11 million for the Paul Skeens rookie debut. Again, it's a debut patch that Skeens wore in his major league debut. They cut it off the jersey, put it in a trading card, had him autograph it. They had it graded. And this 11-year-old kid from California found the redemption card, and a good chunk of the proceeds going to the LA Fire relief. So that's a good way to end it as well. So it's been found, it's been sold. And it's going to be on display. So you can, if you go to Pittsburgh, you can see the card. It will be on display. So pretty cool way to end it there. 319-366-1600. That's Collector's Corner for today. A little bit shorter one for today with other things to get to here toward the end of it. But again, if you have any topic ideas or questions, comments about the segment, feel free to reach out via the text line or via email, and we'll get the podcast up for you. Here, coming up after the show here on 1600 ESPN. About 15 minutes left. We'll take a timeout, come back, and set the table for the night ahead. Sports menu on the way next here on 1600 ESPN.
Can you feel it? It's wedding band season. Hey, we are Joseph.